What do you hope to unwrap this Christmas? Isn't that the question of the day? What do you want for Christmas? Well, I'm sure every single one of us has something we'd like to unwrap or find under the tree. If we look deeper into our heart, I would say the one thing we all want this Christmas is peace. When you think of peace, what do you see? I quickly go to places in my mind and moments where I've felt and experienced peace, sipping coffee in the mountains or walking by the ocean, picking up seashells are perfect settings for my heart and mind to find peace. But remember the only time in Scripture we are told Jesus was sleeping peacefully? It was in the middle of a raging storm out at sea. He spoke the words, "Peace, be still." The winds and waves obeyed. Peace, then, isn't a matter of surrounding or circumstance, is it? God offers it as a gift for us each and every day. The question is, will we receive it? This month, we're unwrapping the gifts God longs to give us. The very life we live is a gift, and if we in turn give it back to God, we receive an abundant life here on earth as well as eternal life to come. The gift of God's grace meets me with strength when I am weak and makes something beautiful out of my mess. Today, we unwrap the gift of peace. The prophet Isaiah foretold the promised one would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus made a way for us to have peace with God through his death on the cross. That's where this gift of peace begins. When you put your faith in the Prince of Peace, your heart will for the first time fully know peace. From that point on, the war for your heart and soul has been won. And then you walk in that peace, trusting that not only is God at work in and through all things, he is in control of all things. That removes the doubt, the fear, the worries, and all the many cares of this world because we live for something greater than anything this world has to offer. Listen to these words of Jesus spoken to his disciples not long before he was crucified. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. The storm was coming. Jesus knew his time was short, and these are the words he spoke over his friends. Peace, my peace, I give you. Nothing the world gives or can offer you will compare to it. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. I can't help wonder if the thought of that day out at sea crossed their minds. When we choose to not trust, our heart will be troubled. When we choose to embrace worry and think we are in control, we will be afraid. Once again, the disciples were afraid. The storm looked a little different. They were all huddled up in a locked room, wondering what now? A resurrected Jesus shows up and reminds them once again, peace be with you. Peace was with them. He was standing in the room. The Prince of Peace was with them then, and he is with us today. That's the truth. Storms are still coming. The waves and winds are blowing even now during this most wonderful time of the year. Let not your heart be troubled. Jesus has peace to give to you. Let this be the Christmas you unwrap it. It goes beyond anything you could ever even understand, and it will protect your heart and mind from any storm that may come. I'm Lori Klein.